From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. So far, only one person has lost his job in the scandal surrounding the 8 fired U.S. attorneys. He's scheduled to testify tomorrow morning on Capitol Hill. That's Kyle Sampson, who worked as chief of staff to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more on who Sampson is and what's known about his role in the firings.
Tomorrow's hearing will be an unfortunate homecoming for Kyle Sampson. He used to work for the Senate Judiciary Committee when his home state senator was the chairman, Utah Republican Orrin Hatch. Last week, the senator fondly referred to his former staffer as young Kyle Sampson.
I will resent anybody who tries to hurt the man because he was in a tough position and frankly, I think handled it pretty well under the circumstances, even though there are things I disagree with.
That position was chief of staff to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Sampson also worked for Gonzalez at the White House counsel's office during President Bush's first term. Helgi Walker had the office next door.
Washington's full of people who are staff to some other more important person, and it's always a fine balance, and particularly as you start working for somebody new, to figure out how much detail to pass on, and different bosses have different desires for levels of detail.
Having spent years working for Gonzalez, Sampson knew how much detail his boss liked to get. That's something the Senate Judiciary Committee will want to know about. For example, when Gonzalez assured the committee earlier this year that he wanted every new U.S. attorney to be Senate confirmed, did the attorney general know that Sampson suggested avoiding Senate confirmation for the new U.S. attorney in Arkansas? When Gonzalez said he would never fire a U.S. attorney for a political reason, did he know that his chief of staff had consulted White House political advisor Karl Rove on the firings? Both of those examples come from Justice Department emails. Gonzalez announced Sampson's resignation the day the emails were released.
The charge for the chief of staff here was to drive this process. And the mistake that occurred here was that information that he had was not shared with individuals within the department who was then going to be providing testimony and information to the Congress.
But Sampson said that wasn't the reason for his resignation. According to a statement from his lawyer, quote, Kyle did not resign because he had misled anyone at the Justice Department or withheld information concerning the replacement of the U.S. attorneys. Instead, according to the statement, he felt he had let the attorney general down in failing to organize a more effective political response to the crisis. Former prosecutor Andrew McBride served more than one Republican attorney general, and he finds it hard to believe that a decision to fire 8 U.S. attorneys could have been made without the close involvement of the attorney general and other top justice officials.
The delegation of the firing of Senate-confirmed United States attorneys to the chief of staff, if it's true that he really made the decisions, is somewhat unusual in terms of the process within the Department of Justice.
Those who know Sampson predict that he will not try to undermine his former boss when he testifies on Capitol Hill. Noel Francisco met Sampson at law school in the University of Chicago. They clerked for judges on the same appeals court, and they worked together at the White House and the Justice Department.
He's going to explain to the best of his ability what exactly happened. And my sense is that Kyle believes that what actually happened is perfectly consistent with what the attorney general has been saying throughout.
Everybody who talked about Sampson for this story used the same word to describe him, loyal. His former colleague Helgi Walker says that word has gotten a bad rap in the media lately, but it's actually a very good quality.
Loyalty is being kind and good in return to the people who are kind and good to you in many ways. And loyalty does not mean blind fealty or doing anything unethical or inappropriate and certainly not unlawful.
Sampson himself used the word in one email where he referred to prosecutors who should not be fired as loyal Bushies. Sampson's friends also describe him as devoted to his family and his faith. He holds a prominent position in the Mormon Church as bishop of his ward. Last year, Sampson tried to return to Utah, where he grew up. He lobbied to be made U.S. attorney there. In the end, his former boss intervened. At Senator Orrin Hatch's request, President Bush nominated someone else for the job. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.